Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? This is TT the Vixen, bringing it to you straight, no chaser. I got my homegirl, Chicky Tatted, with me. What's up?
Always.
We're bringing you to our new debut of the Brewery Radio. We're really excited tonight, and we're also really excited to be bringing you one of the trending topics of side pieces and how now, all of a sudden, in society, it seems like it's become acceptable to be somebody's 50% or 25% or 15% or whatever kind of percent you want to put on these hosts.
It's not. It's just not.
So before we get into that topic, though, we want to go ahead and talk about, we have a segment called What's the Hops. And basically What's the Hops is that you get to vent or we get to vent whatever's brewing, which means whatever is making us upset or whatever is going down that you want to talk about, we go ahead and put you on blast or, you know, you have you come on and talk about what's making you upset. Now, me, we're going to start this off since this is our debut. I'm going to go ahead and talk about what's got me brewing.
Let's get it.
So, listen up, listeners. Today, somebody decided they wanted to go on Instagram and accuse us of jocking their style, saying that we stole their show idea. So we just want to reach out to you and let you know we've been planning this show for a while. We've been advertising it for a while. And I don't understand why we can't just get support instead of somebody trying to bring us down.
I mean, why is it that we as a people always have to knock each other down? Why can't we just support each other? You do you, let me do me better, and we'll see, you know, what happens in the end. You know, I'm not upset. I'm not mad. I was a little disappointed, you know, because I just thought you were better than that. I really did.
I know, and it brings up the topic of why can't black people support each other. You know, it's always the crab in the barrel. Sometimes it's irritating because it seems like we're the only ethnic group that doesn't support each other. I mean, you could go on the barrio and you can't talk to one person without getting checked by the other. But you go, you know, you go to one of the hoods and you know, people are fighting each other, shooting each other, and I just don't understand.
I just feel like I have a lot of ambition. And if you have a lot of ambition, whatever it is that you're choosing to put that ambition into, I'm not going to knock you because I respect you. So respect me, respect my space. Let's lift each other up. Let's promote each other. Let's do this together. And at the top, we can all be successful.
So with that being said, we want to go ahead and introduce our first featured artist tonight. It is, the name of the artist is Southside Dash. Excuse me, I'm a little stuttery tonight. But the artist's name is Southside Dash, and the song is called Material Girl. Southside Dash is from Kansas, so big up to Kansas. Represent. We just want to also remind any artists that's listening in that we are still accepting tracks. You can send it to chichi.thevixen@cruiseinc.org, or you can send it to thebreweryradio@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and get this popping. Southside Dash, Material Girl.
I love it when you walk like that. I love it when you talk like that. I love it when you move like that. I love it when you do your Material Girl. I lay it hard. Jersey cold, but she graduated from Temple, though. Miami living beach bummer with her toes out. She got her own, go rolly, don't mean much to us. Girl, do your must, let the mother baddies know. Built like a table dancer, never catch her on the pump. Got me caught up in the moment, you Dominican or something. Paris lights in your eyes mixed with Italy or something. Nice, so young, and your boy's so cold. I take shots, take toast, and take my time on you. They took a picture in my section like some girls know you. Just take it as compliments, bottles could lighten the mood. I just wanna know a few things. Like how you front and act like you ain't my new dream. Like how your mans let you out without no cuffs on. Like how you make it this far without no wedding ring, baby. I love it when you walk like that. I love it when you talk like that. 5S on the table, face down, steady ringing.
Boy, you a cool piece of work.
Work. I probably never see you twerk something, but if you did, I bet you you could take Malia's money. Sophisticated, divine, digging your intellect, and you love the party and bull. Coulda went to Spelman. That walking fishes every curve got me swerving. I've been drinking, I've been thinking I should greet you in the morning, or maybe we should 3 a.m. in on South Beach. So for the gin, they see Instagram every moment. But I just wanna know a few things. Like how you front and act like you ain't here for me. Like how your mans let you out without no cuffs on. Like how you make it this far without no wedding ring. Baby.
Girl told you I
want
you. Your girl told you I want you. Your girl told you I want you.
Material Girl, Southside Dash, if you're listening, thank you for sending in your track. We do have a second artist that we'll be playing later on in the evening. Once again, we want to remind all the artists that are looking to play their song on our radio, please continue sending in the tracks. We review tracks daily and weekly, and we choose two each week for our show. So let's move on to the topic, because I know everyone is getting antsy about talking about side pieces. My co-host over here is a little antsy, can't keep still because she talk about these side pieces. We do have a featured guest tonight. His name is Smoke, and I'm going to go ahead and call him a serial side chick hopper.
Oh, God.
never get the man's...
Oh, God.
We never get the man's perspective on why they have side holes or what's the reason. So I decided that maybe we need to have a man on here so he can talk his piece. What's up, Smoke?
You know the deal there, little sis. I'm just saying, it ain't got to be all that because, you know, nothing starts without an introduction and knowledge. And they didn't become that status without a knowledge. So I'm going to go ahead and take the blunt on this and be the bad dirty today, but I'm good. I'm clean.
So what you're saying is that every side chick knows that she's a side chick, whether she wants to admit it or not.
Check this out. Introduction is the opening to anything. Nobody accepts anything without first being introduced to it. Check this out. Hey, how you doing, Ma? What's up? What's your name? That's right. You ain't going to answer if you ain't feeling it.
Yeah, that was a response, and you stood there and seen how you stuttered, right? So tell me truth or lie.
That was a question, but I'm going to go ahead and get the 30-second radio pause so you can get it right.
Well, your phone broke up a little bit, so we both looked at each other real confused, but go ahead and say it again.
When they come up to you, hey, Ma, how you doing? What's your name?
I don't give
my history with this. Okay, well, history with this has been this. Within the first 30 seconds of a woman grabbing your hand and shaking it, she knows whether or not what she's going to do and where she's going to go with this person that's talking to her at that kind of moment. Yes or no?
No, because you can't say what a woman feel as a man. Half the time we play in y'all anyway.
I'm not. Well, see, the fact that you put that out there on blast for honesty lets us know that the game is afoot, and it's all about who's being a better get one at it. I'm very good at chess, from the numbers to the pieces and the squares. I'm very good. So I'm down there with you on that level. I got it.
You know what? I agree. I feel like I normally know how I'm going to carry a person within the first 30 seconds of me meeting them. So I think there's a little bit of validity to what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not pulling blue. That was almost a BS word. But there's no blinders here. I mean, this is just open and honest. I don't know what your thing is, and I don't want to get no fines on the radio for cursing. Have a filthy mouth.
Hi, Smoke. I think we have a couple of callers that might want to talk to you or have a few questions. So we're going to go ahead and take the first caller. 804-536. That's 804-536. Caller. Okay, we must have lost that caller, or maybe they were scared to say anything to you.
It's okay.
We're going to pick up another caller. It's 804-562. Caller, can you hear me? You're live on Brewery.
Yes, this is Mustang. What's up, ladies? What's up, Smoke?
Yo.
It's good.
It's all good. Look, I agree with my man Smoke here. A lot of times, you know, and within that first 30 seconds, you already know if they're going to become a side piece or not. And most times, the reason ladies become side pieces is because the main piece ain't taking care of business. Either she's not taking care of herself, she's not bringing, you know, doing the things that we need her to do or whatever. So whenever you detach yourself from your man, you're opening the door for a side piece.
Okay, so I have this question. Like, you know, I'm always a rebuttal kind of person. So what you mean to tell me is that because your other half or whatever is not doing what she needs to do, you got to go get somebody else instead of being a man about yours and making her want to give you what she should be giving you as your woman.
Well,
negative,
you know,
negative.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Smoke. You go ahead first, and I'll come back on that.
All right, negative. Because that comment you just stated was someone ain't speaking the truth in the bedroom. Now that's a whole different subject. And if you open that door, you know what? I'm a tamp it shut and let you know how to go down. Because you putting out business that shouldn't be there. Because that's something that y'all need to discuss from day one of introduction, talking to each other. This is my sexual preference. Yo, this is how I get down. I like roses. I like candle. Kissing turn me on so much that, whoa, your toenails hitting the headboard. But I'm going to tell you what. When you stop doing that, I got to look to the next person. Not doing that right now. Just saying. Common talk, peace, table talk. Open it up. A lot of us, especially in the black community, what we don't do on introduction to newfound people we're having those relationships with, preference, what we like, what we want. We figure that you should have the carnal knowledge as an adult to be able to get busy in the bedroom without introduction or direction. Some of us, especially black women, can't take direction in the bedroom. What? Yo, because your other hoe did that? I was supposed to do that? Uh-uh, not today.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're going off on a tangent. We don't allow tangents on our show. The only tangents on this show is from Chi-Chi or Cheeky Tatted. So we're going to go ahead and get this answer back.
I'm just saying. Here you go. You're more equitable for here you go. The educational approach, quid pro quo, this for that. A lot of us don't discuss it. And what happens when we don't discuss it is we stand there wondering, what am I not giving you that you want? It's the same thing. Some of us work off, you know, finances, attention, emotional availability. Some of us work off of physical availability and attraction. What do you want? Did you profess or say this? Here you go. Topics we don't discuss and get scared of. Porn. That intimacy that attracts you from someplace else. Are you scared of it, or do you invite it in? Does it motivate you? I don't need motivation except from that person that's singularly there right there at the moment, at the time. I can't get a six-pack of you at the store, so I'm going to take an eight-pack of you right now. Boom. What do you want to hear?
What are you talking about? Okay, so I have a question for you. Okay, so because most of the time, men get the brunt of this about having a side piece. But what about a chick or a female or a wife or a girlfriend who's not completely satisfied? Is she valid? Is it a valid motion for her to go get her a side piece?
It has to be, because as a divorced man, this is what the counselor told me. Well, sometimes Mr. W, when a woman doesn't get what she wants at home, she goes someplace else. I was like, baby, please, I ought to put you on my knee and spank your A for what you just said, because you just said she was right in what she did. But if I'm not right for being a dog, how is she right for being promiscuous? Whores get paid.
promiscuous
we're
women
not
going to
talk about your counseling session right now. We're going to go ahead
I'm just
and let other callers say
saying.
Something
that's
real quick. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to mute your microphone. I'm going to mute your microphone.
You've been muted.
Other caller 562, did you have anything to add to that?
You know, I want to say this in all sincerity, is that vulnerabilities are open up in all genders, and it's not just that men have side pieces, women have side pieces as well, simply because, again, as you stated, there's some lack of communication that has formed within that relationship. There's somebody that is not communicating honestly about what they need or, you know, have been hurt in some type of form or fashion. So just for instance here, just being hypothetical, Susie is at work there, and Susie sees, you know, her boss, Bob. Bob is, you know, he's that guy with that charm. He's a leader, and he's all that. So she doesn't see that in her man. They start with a little friendly water cooler conversation. Water cooler conversation starts with Susie working a little late. She gets infatuated with him because she's seeing now this knight in shining armor. So everybody, you know, at some point when they're hurting or have some vulnerabilities or lack of communications or lack of something at home can end up with a side piece. So it's not necessarily men that are germane to this. It happens on both sides.
I just feel like if we're lacking communication, and this is the reason why you feel that you need to step outside of our relationship or whatever we have going on, why is it okay that you can communicate to somebody else but you can't communicate to me that there's a problem? If you feel like you need to step outside of what we have going on or you want to see other people, that's cool, but just make me aware of it. This way I won't hurt myself by staying with somebody who can't be faithful to me.
All right, Smoke, I'm going to turn your microphone back on, but you're going to have to promise to behave yourself, okay? I'm going to go ahead and pick up another caller. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, but I'm going to pick up another caller, so I need for you to sit still. You are unmuted. How are you?
I'm good. I'm
all right,
safe.
Hold on a second.
I'm on medication.
I have another caller from 804-614. It's 804-614. Hello, you live with
hello.
The
room. Yes, I'm
hi.
Here. Can you hear me? Hi.
Yep, I can hear you. You're on with us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I do want to just comment on what the guys are saying. I hear what they're saying, and, you know, it's good to hear it from the guys' perspective. But for females, you know, you say, well, if I'm not necessarily getting what I want, you guys, if I'm not necessarily getting what I want at home, yeah, I'm going to go pick up my 8-pack of the 6-pack of you and so on and so forth. Well, let me tell you why exactly you're not getting what you want from us at home. And I'm going to just break it down real slow. Because your stuff is not on point. It is whack, and we get tired of it. So, therefore, we have no reason to bump and grind with you because we're not feeling you like that. And we don't want to sit here and boost your ego because you're not a little boy. You're supposed to be a grown man. And if I feel like I have to teach you how to move and work with my body in bed, then there's no reason for me to give you any head. Feel me?
Say what?
Okay, excuse me. Can I finish?
Go ahead.
That was an awesome piece for someone that was docile, but everything I just said, if you was coherently listening, was from
wait a minute, boo. Slow down. Slow your roll. You said you got the pills. You need to take some because I just logged on, so I only caught half of what y'all was saying. And that wasn't necessarily for
you.
Half of it was for my strength.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me be the referee. 614, I'm going to go ahead and mute your microphone and let Smoke get his response in. Hold on. Go ahead, Smoke.
Can we keep this verbal and not physical? everything I said was from the point of view of what my counselor told me about my ex. That wasn't me. Hey, yo, check this out. I believe in recycling. My game is strong. You ain't going long or leaving here. You better walk around the block smoking Newport to bring your ass back home. If you find somebody else, something wrong. It ain't me. I guarantee that. I'm a fool. I ain't going to say who my granddaddy was, but he's a powerful man. But I'm good. Next question.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is this your show right now? All right, I'm going to go ahead and let 614 go ahead and have a response. We're going to try to keep our responses down to 30 seconds or less. Oh, hold on. One
second. She's sensitive.
614, are you there?
I'm here, and I just feel like it's a childish game. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest with you. It is really a childish game. It's great that your counselor told you those wonderful things about your ex, and I'm sorry that she seems to be a bit off her rocker as well, but it wasn't directed only to you. It was also for Mustang, who was on the line listening, and for all the other guys that are on the line, because they do say some of these things, and these are the things that they believe in women. And I'm just trying to put it out there as a woman who is very much involved in her sexuality to let y'all know y'all have to be on point, because that's when we start to withdraw. If you don't want to get up and wash your ass, guess what? I'm not touching you. If your balls smell like I don't know what, who got down, guess what? I'm not touching you. You need a woman to be on point, you got to be on point. That's all I wanted to say.
Round of applause. Let me hear your hand clap. It's a two-hand clap.
Round
right.
of applause. Let me see your ass wash, because that shit was crazy. Oh, yo, we on hygiene. Yo, how we get there? That shit even made it to marriage. If your hygiene whack, what the hell are you doing? I don't even know where to
That's
go with that
true.
One. Excuse me.
That's true. You
I'm
gotta
sorry.
Keep, you gotta keep. I'll go ahead
I
and
don't
move.
Know where to go with that.
It's okay. Don't be too disturbed. Don't be too disturbed. We're going to move to another caller. It's 203-993. 203-993. You're on live with the brewery. Okay, we lost that caller. It's okay. You can call us back. We'll still help you, boo. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. We're going to go ahead and take a short break and go ahead and play our second featured artist. His name is Cashy Slim, and the name of the song is called Spend It. Cashy Slim, Spend It. If you're listening, big ups to you.
This is a dangerous group that we're dealing with now.
Cause she got more curves than a freeway. She make it hard for Watch it shake it up. Throw it fast, I gotta get it. Mama, keep up. 40 bottles, put the order in. We got the spot looking like the 4th of June. Table full of money, 6 feet tall. Short money, looking, we can't see y'all. She going.
All right, Cassie Slim, I'm sorry to cut you short. The song was pretty darn long. But
good. It was just, you know. It was a good song. It had good topics or whatever.
But Cassie Slim is representing from my hometown, New York, New Jersey area. So big up to Cassie Slim. That was Cassie Slim, Spend It. All right, so we're going to go ahead and rein the topic on back in because the actual topic is about side pieces and not people getting angry about sweaty balls and nasty kitty cats. So, Tiki Tati, how do you feel about females entering into, or females or dudes entering into relationships with a person that they know are already in a relationship?
I feel like if you are going to knowingly be somebody's side piece, side chick, side dude, whatever you want to call yourself, enter into that relationship says more about you than it does about the next person. If you are comfortable with receiving less than 50% of what somebody has to offer, that's their time, their affection, their physical, getting it, whatever the case may be, then something is wrong with you. Everybody deserves 100% all day, every day. So if you're willing to take less than 100%, you need to sit down and really reevaluate your life and what's important to you, because I don't know how to give somebody advice on that right now.
I mean, that's because you're not a half-stepping ass chick. Oh, sorry. I can't. I got to focus myself. I'm very, really bad with good language. So, you know, mommy's an auntie.
Are you fucking I'm very, really bad with good language.
Mommy,
no shame on anybody.
Right now, you, excuse me, I have a potty mouth. But, yeah, I mean, it's all about, like she said, how you value yourself as a person, or as a woman, or as a man. If that's something that you're looking for, then that's, you know, do you. But if you're looking for something more than just being a side piece or being half of a person, then you don't need to be entering into a relationship with a dude or a woman who has somebody else. Now, I'm going to go ahead and bring Smoke back on the air. Smoke, how do you feel about that?
She is absolutely 100% right. Now, I have nothing else to do but give her the support that she just said, because it's true. Think about it. The introduction, just like I said, is where it starts from. When they say hello, you already figure out what this is from the introduction. Hey, check this out. Security in your relationship. Who are you when that other person you're intimate with ain't around? Are you securing your man enough to be like, well, this dude right here, who almost said the N-word, ain't got nothing on him, so I don't need to sweat what he got to say. Keep it moving. Are you secure enough in your woman that when that next piece that come along, that this might have that little body, a little bit more eye, a little bit more shape than what you got at home, keep you down? What's your play on it? Don't come up on
well,
it, because it's easy to call a man a dog.
Here's my thing. here's my question, okay, because you've had a side piece. Apparently your chick has had a side piece. So my question is, how much do you actually give? Like, how much of yourself do you actually give to your side piece? Do you think that you – are you able to handle two women? Do you just call her when you need some, you know, ha-ha-ha? Or, I mean, what is it?
You want honesty or you want me to bullshit?
Always.
No, we
honesty.
Want honesty.
Okay.
This is real
honesty,
radio.
Honesty.
Surely.
Okay, well, honesty was this. This is honesty with me when I did my thing. It was like this. Hell, she knew who she was. I knew who I was and where I was. She came up and approached me like, hey, what are you? Are you 100 or what? I said, yes, I am 100. So what do you want? This is what I need. I'm having my life and I'm living it in the streets. I'm giving you everything filtered without the necessary language or verbiage that will get you turned off. So understand. And it was common sense. So you know what this is. So what are you mad about? Because I want that. Sometimes desire and lust is something that brings you to the point to want more than 50. You want that 100. And when you expose yourself for that 100 to two people, it ain't necessarily tiring, especially if you can give it. A lot of times it's tiring on a person that's giving that 100 to two people. That's men and women. Believe it or not, there's women out there right now today that's giving that 100 the two people, and they are stressed out with gray hairs in a proverbial sense, not a physical.
First of all, you're breaking my 30-second rule. I told you you had 30 seconds to say what you had to say, and you are on here like Professor Love. Now, whose fault is it when the side chick falls in love? Is it the guy because he's not keeping her in her role, or is it her fault?
It's a two-party fault because she knows she's getting too intimate and focusing on one. He knows he's putting too much of himself or themselves into it. And sometimes that's still limited it to just men being out there. But it's women out there who got side pieces, successful jobs, happy homes. But, like, he's not giving me what I need, so I need to get that in me right here. So be fair across the board, not just, you know, singular.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring back on your nemesis. You know, this has been an ongoing battle, and I'm kind of enjoying it.
Oh, my God.
Bring her back. So I'm going to go ahead and invite 614 back on. You're on the air. 614?
Or are you?
Okay, well, I guess she was skirt.
It's okay. I want to make a quick point. When you enter into this crazy contract of being somebody's side piece, how could you knowingly go into this situation knowing that you potentially could be shattering somebody's life? A lot of times these people are married, they're established, they have children. It's not just you and the person you're dealing with in the relationship anymore. You're bringing in people that you've never met, you might not ever meet. But how is it ever justifiable to say that you're part of a situation that could potentially really ruin somebody's life?
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Easy.
Okay.
Easy. Because at the end of the day, this is why it's easy.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
When you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, who do you see? You
got to
figure out that person you're going to be. I got you. That got you. You got to look at that. I'm talking about you by yourself. You, your deity, and the mirror. Who do you see? That's what you got to deal with and what face you're going to put on. There's some people who, when they leave the house of their loved ones, that they said, yo, you know what? You the world. You my thing. They go out, and 15 minutes later out the door, they're hitting up that piece. I did that. I'm not ashamed to say that. But that love is a capacity. It's not just a sexual thing. And I promise you that everything I tell you right now, if you could do it with your kids and separate your heart for fullness with each one you have from separate baby mamas. Now, side pieces, don't get love coming out the door. That's male or female because you're an idiot and you're setting yourself up for failure.
Having a side piece is already failing.
Okay, but can I make a point, though?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I make a point, though? I feel like if you are a side piece and you're going to play that role as a side piece, you need to continue to stay in that role. Don't try to replace the wife or the girlfriend. Don't try to, you know, pretend like you're more than what you are. Don't try to put it in your head that you're going to take him. When you enter into a relationship as a side piece, you need to play that role.
Negative. Everybody's goal is monopoly. Everybody's goal is monopoly. Right now, you're going to start off as Baltic Avenue, which is like the lowest end of monopoly. But eventually, you want to be MF and Boardwalk and Park Place. But you got to go around the board.
Why are
so
you
time
laughing
is
at
an endeavor.
I was laughing. I'm going to bring another caller on. I'm going to mute you because I just got a chat. He has something to say, so I'm going to bring him back on. 562, you're on.
All right, ladies, I've been listening. I've been listening, spoken, everything. Your question was, is it okay to ever have a side piece? To answer that question direct, it's never okay. Too many people try to justify it. And I can agree with Chi-Chi when if you're going to have a side piece, if you're going to be the side piece, whether you're the male side piece or the female side piece, stay in your lane. Don't try to get, you know, climb up and be more than what you never ever will be, which is, you know, unfortunately, some people try to get the number one starting quarterback. You are a third string quarterback. You may not be the third string. You might be the what we call the practice squad. So if you're on the practice squad, stay your butt on the practice squad. And, you know, and if you have made it up there to that that number one starting position, something is wrong with the person that let you get there from the beginning, because no side piece ever deserves to become number one. Stay on the practice field.
So basically, you're just red-shirting hoes and telling them to sit down until they're ready to play their role.
The only role they got is what they signed on for, the side piece. If you know that somebody else has somebody else at home, you signed on for that contract, play your role. You got a secondary role, play it. You got the water boy role, play it. You got the towel role where you just bring in the towel and wipe up the juices, play it. Stay in your lane.
I knew he was going to take it to the juicer style. All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute your microphone. I have another caller that wants to come in and has a comment. Everybody's sending me chats and stuff, wanting to say stuff, so this must be a hot topic. Everybody want to talk about it. 614, you're on.
I just have a quick question about the side pieces. As a main piece, why does the side pieces always have to be unattractive?
Oh, yes. And Smoke, you can answer that question. Smoke, does he not have it? He don't have nothing to say.
I am right here. Are you for real? You're going to miss that one right now. Listen, check this out. If you go on a slum, slum up. Don't slum down.
Thank you.
Did I not? Yes, I did. I said if you're going to slum, slum up. Don't slum down. You got to
Thank
do better
you.
Than what I got at home for me to even say anything to you. I'm sorry. If I'm going to be caught out there dirty, if I'm going to rob a bank, I ain't going to rob a bank with $10,000. I'm going to rob a bank with half a fucking million. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
There goes $100.
I'm going to rob a bank with what's more than in it than I need. I'm not going to rob a bank with less than what's in my account. I'm sorry. If I'm going to get caught, fried, and grilled, yo, there it is. That's it. Slum up. Don't slum down. If you're going to cheat on me, my ex-wife didn't slum up. She slummed down.
Look, I'm
giving you safe thing. I'm not giving you nothing here. I'm giving you safe topics. I can't curse.
Okay.
I know. And nobody gets hurt in the middle. And the innocent is still protected.
All right, I'm going to go to another caller. Before you go to another caller, I just want to say something real quick. I agree. If I ever catch you cheating on me, she better be 15 times better than what I'm doing. She better be doing a whole lot better. I mean, I'm not even just talking about appearances, financially, whatever. I'm talking about on the inside. Her as a person better shine brighter than I do, baby, because that might get damn real quick.
Well, damn it, I'm talking about appearances. Okay? I can't compete with ugly. I don't know how to compete with ugly. I can't do it. Okay, so she better be on point appearance-wise, because that's the first thing I'm going to see. And so I need to be impressed. I need to look at her and be like, well, damn, I need to set my game up. I can't look at her and be like, what was he thinking? Is he gay? I can't do that, because then that makes me question who my man is.
Well, sorry to all the girls with an onion ponytail, because apparently she was talking about you. I got a chat that said no man looking chicks. That's what the chat says. So all you men out there with side pieces, stay away from the man looking chicks. We're gonna go ahead and take another caller. 678-365. You're on live with the brewery.
Hey, how you doing? You know what? It's kind of sad that we talk about this, but I just wanted to put some honesty on the table for those that's listening. The first thing to understand is that there's thirsty dudes, and then there's dudes who know what they're doing with their life. Just like there's females that want to be in control of everything, and then there's females that feel like, okay, I want to tag team this situation. So here's what happens. You go into a situation with somebody that makes you hard or makes you wet, and you're trying to convince this person to be a husband or a wife. Mistake number one. And I'm getting to the side pieces. you have that mentality as a person, you doing it wrong from the giddy up. So you get into these relationships with people that don't necessarily turn you on mentally. So you want to go outside your situation instead of developing it. Because if you really on point about yours, then you say, you know what, baby, check this out. I'm going to work this OT. I need you to go to this trainer. I need you to drop 20. I need you to fit into this dress, whatever the case may be. When we say that now, that's considered arrogant. But in actuality, that's honest. It's just like your girl coming to you, baby, too many beers. I need you to look sexy when you put this suit on. That's two people working together. They ain't playing no games no more. But when you got somebody doing their thing and you doing your thing, here comes the side piece. So the side piece is normally for somebody who wants control that they're not able to get in their relationship. Maybe she does nothing more than just listen to you more than old girl does. But you willing to risk everything. And this is why most of us men are dumber than women. Dude doesn't think, let me go to the next county with somebody who's also involved and get this situation on. No, he picks a scallywag. Because scallywags are even...
on how to cheat. We are not giving tips on how to cheat this evening.
No. Not this show.
I'm just saying he deals with somebody that he feels like he can control. So that creates the side piece. So the side piece doesn't stick their lane because guess what? The fact that he's so thirsty for her or she's so thirsty for him, she willing to jeopardize her situation without thinking. And that makes the side piece think, why would I stay in my lane when you giving me all this power over you? A real person goes and says, hey, I got this situation going on. If you want to be part of that, we're going to meet in that next county. We're going to get down in that little whirlpool hotel room, and it's going to go down. Don't call me. Don't. You see what I'm saying? That's why white folks and other folks who happen to have stuff to lose, like real money and real investments, they make arrangements with their side piece. Their side pieces never even see their family. But us, we're a little bit more sloppy. So the side piece feels entitled to go jeopardize your whole situation. Because guess what? If she blows up your spot or he blows up your spot, how can he lose? He's doing it for fun anyway. He's screwing you for fun. She's screwing you for fun. And if your situation blow up, so what? They go on to do what they've been doing. And that's why most people should never get into the side piece situation because – if you don't know what you're doing or you got something to really lose, you messing yourself up.
All right. Thank you, Carlo.
Yeah, that was a good one.
He dropped a little knowledge. He did. He dropped a little knowledge along with a little lesson on how to, you know, make sure your side chick is, you know, in the next county. we're going to go ahead and take one more caller because we're kind of winding down. I'm enjoying myself, but let's go ahead and take one more call at 804-677-804-677. You're live on the brewery.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're live on the brewery.
You're tapped in.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
To address the situation.
Oh, got it. Okay.
First of all, you got to be honest and upfront with whoever you're going to be your side piece. Because, like old boy said, you got to have it in the next county. You don't want them to know where you stay at. You don't want them to know where you live at. But as long as you put her in her place and let her know from jump, this is what you got to do. This is your place. This is my family. You got your family. Then it's all good. You don't have to worry about that. And also addressing is, Dudes pick girls on how they feel about themselves. You know what I'm saying? If they insecure about their situation, they're going to pick another girl that's insecure about herself. So that's a lot of the times why these dudes got bad girls at home and they fucking, oops, excuse me, they messing with these broads out here that ain't about nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because they insecure about themselves. Most of these side pieces, you fill in a void in their situation. Let's say the woman ain't happy at home. You know what I'm saying? She ain't getting what she's supposed to get at home. So she meets somebody, you know, they start talking. and she find out that she likes him and he's filling out the void. Most of the time, these people have side chicks or side dudes because they're trying to fill a void that they can't fulfill in the relationship that they got right now.
Okay, so you made a valid point that I want to go ahead and point out. Well, you said that it takes the dude to have to put the side chick in her place, which means that if she's always reminded of what her role is, she can't think any otherwise. So these side chicks that try to come in and try to play the role of the main chick or the number one chick or the chick,
that's the man's fault.
Because these men are not putting them in their place.
Yeah, you're right.
Correct?
They're not putting them in their place. Yep, you're right. You always got
to
be
upfront.
If
you are in a relationship with somebody that's a side piece or not, and you're not giving them a title or any real responsibility to your life, you cannot check that person. They don't owe you anything. You don't owe them anything. So if they want to blow up your spot, they want to show up at your home because you were silly enough to provide that information, it really is
all
you.
Well, that's
dumb. Side dudes are
uncheckable. If you can check them. You can check them. You can be like, look, we out here having fun. We're doing what we're doing. You don't come by my house. One, I'm not going to let you know where I stay at. Two, you don't meet my kids. We go out, we meet in another city, another state. We go to the casino, we go have fun. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You fill in my void or you're my entertainment for that night.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Man, the love is real tonight.
I know.
The love is real
tonight.
So touched to my heart, to my bones.
Oh, we're winding down, so I'm going to go ahead and let Cheeky Tatty give you the fashion segment. She's going to be talking. This segment, I'm going to go ahead and introduce it because this is, once again, our new show. So what's going to happen is each show, she's going to go ahead and give a fashion segment, whether she's going to tell you what's the new trending thing or whether she just wants to hurt somebody's feelings because they look a hot mess.
No real feelings were hurt in the recording of this segment. But I do want to say summertime is fast approaching. It's getting nice outside when the weather's not crazy here in Virginia. I don't know where you guys are, but We as ladies, you know, we like to put on a little skirt, a little sundress, get it together, get out in the world, let everybody see how beautiful we are as queens. There is nothing more irritating to me, and this is just my opinion. You know, you guys can speak on it in a minute, but when I see a woman who is doing her thing beautiful, I mean, just beautiful, her outfit is on point, her hair is on point, you know, whether she's a natural beauty or she's, you know, got a little work done, it's cool, and then I look down at her feet and I see some bulky sneakers. Why are we doing this, women? Why are we dressing so feminine up top and then putting on sneakers? It just, for me, it's like it's trying to fit a square into a circle. It just don't go. What do you guys think? Let's take a call. Folks, how do you target your size by her sneakers?
I don't deal with sneaker queens. I don't deal with sneakers. If we ain't going on a run or a jog, you ain't in sneakers. I'm sorry. I'm that dude that I manicure your feet up for one reason only, and I'll let y'all put the rest of the period to the sentence. That's just me. I enjoy my woman. I appreciate my woman for the beauty she is, and I pay for her beauty. I'm not afraid to do that. I like you looking the way I want to appease and please me and keep me at home the same way you do. That's why I have weights and a pull-up bar in the house. You ain't got to go no further. It's right here with baby all covered down, ready to ride. What do you want to do?
I can't think anything.
It happens, but it's the truth. Everything they say, listen, when you come out, this is what we have with problems, with side pieces and crap like that. I don't do the side piece. I had that life. I let it go. That's when I can talk about it. She knows. So you say, you know what, this is great, but I got somebody at home. Oh, snap, really? I'm still interested. When interested turns into intimacy, you already know what's up. Know your role, shut your mouth. Male or female, you was already told, so the option to stay or go was yours, and you chose to stay. So your vocal portion is limited, and you know why it's limited, because you said yes to the situation. Control is on who, what party decides to give it.
If you whipped on both ends, satisfy home. Don't be weak. That's male or female. Take care of home and keep the street in the street. Anything else? That headache and gray hair is all your bag. Don't come up to me with, I wouldn't have done this if she wasn't with you. Didn't do nothing to the ex. She chose her own role. Then she got mad and wanted to pin something else. It happens. Everybody got their story. I'm giving you a safe perspective that don't involve no one. The names was changed to protect the innocent. Figure it out any way you want. Two sides to every story. My 30 seconds is up.
Thank you for staying on task. I just wanted to talk about sneakers.
Sneakers are for girls. Women wear sandals or shoes.
I happen to like sneakers. I'm not saying sneakers are wrong. I'm not saying that women shouldn't be able to wear sneakers, but don't put them on with a skirt.
We going jogging in a skirt?
That's that side chick readiness.
Ooh, don't say that. Whoa, they got plenty of songs out there with panties to the side. Don't say that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm nasty.
My gosh, I love that song. I love the beginning. Now I look forward to every time it plays.
Does it make you so,
come on. Like, even waiting for myself to do that.
Hey, you can't do that because the whole. Go ahead.
No, go ahead because you obviously still have something to say. We only have 6 minutes.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm going to go sit down and have a drink.
Another one? But we want to thank you for calling in tonight and letting us pick your brain. We really, really appreciate your input and your thoughts. Next week, our topic is going to be ignorance versus intelligence. Is that the new social conflict? We have noticed that a lot of times ignorance is a new accepted norm, and we want to bring back the educated people and educated frame of mind. So next week we'll be talking about that. We invite you to call in 646-716-8772 or tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/thebreweryradio.
What should we do? Should we play somebody's song one more time?
I'm going to go ahead and
let's give Cashy Slim some more love because he is really blowing me up right now with the Instagram notifications he is promoting for us right now. So we'll go ahead and spin his track one more time. This is Cashy Slim from New York, New Jersey. Spin it. Y'all have a good night.
This is a dangerous group that we're dealing with now.
I see eye candy on the pole. I can tell by the way she's twerking that she bout a dough.
She bout it, moving like jello. Thick and she's pigeon toe. Dance well in stiletto. I'm about to spin Lego. Doubt if you just came in here to stand around and watch. She gon' make you wanna pop a band and throw the money out that night. She's so talented, she bring it up and then she make it drop. And that day is all natural.
All natural.
No ass shot.
None
shot.
Yeah.
On the regular, she see pay. Cause she got more curves than the freeway. She make it hard for these other bros to keep up. Got these fake hustlers f***ing up, they re-up. Real ballers don't run out, so they ain't gotta re-up. She do this for a living, so I guess she got a plan.
I guess,
no, my name ain't Carmelo, but this shit right here got a digging in La La Land.
Throw it around. We ain't playing, baby. You think we came for 20, 50, 100, 500, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100,